Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend Judy Robinette. But after today, she's not going to be a new friend anymore. She's going to become an old friend real soon as we continue to have her on. Judy, thanks again for being here. You just got too much to teach us. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Love to.
The new book, Crack the Funding Code. Folks, I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. Judy Robinette with two T's, judyrobinette.com. Hey, Judy, talk to us some more about the landscape out there for getting funded. What are you, when you have these angels at your knee, these startups at your knee, and you're helping them, what are some of the first things you talk to them about?
I tell them that the way to set themselves apart as a high potential startup is to make sure they're clear on the exit, because the investors want their money back plus a return, and have comparables, and then put themselves in the shoe of the investor and mitigate risk as viewed by the investor. And one way to do that, if you're a new startup guy or gal and you haven't done it before, is to put some high-powered board members, advisory board members that will add credibility to
right.
you. So you put the best O on that value proposition as you can.
There was a time when your team was a big deal. When we used to talk about business plans and getting funded over the years, who you had working with you, were you able to put together a highly qualified team that they felt could get the work done? Is that still important?
Yeah. Number one, Jim, that'll never change, because they're betting on you to execute. They're betting on you. So, they want to know you, like you, and trust you before they will fund you.
The other thing you mentioned about the exit thing, isn't that the real thing that you need to come to terms with yourself before you go get investors? If you're having a hard time describing an exit in 5 years, that probably means you really want to be a business owner for the rest of your life, maybe, and maybe you don't need investors. Maybe you need to go to a bank. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, that's usually true until I tell you that the average exit is $65 million.
that helps people get over the other idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, because, you can keep building businesses, but truly, if you just want to build this forever, that's fine. But, investors do want to have an exit. They would like to have
right.
their money back.
But getting funding, this is something I think, surely you do this, Judy, when you talk to people. Surely you talk some people out of going and getting funding. I've done it myself. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some people out there, and you can call them a lifestyle. They want to do something they're passionate about, they love, and they don't want to bring on outside people. And so that's fine. But, if you take on an investor, they're not going to fund you and forget you.
Right. No. Yeah, exactly. But some people look at themselves more as maybe a Walmart model. I build a business with my family. I'll build a regional business and then maybe one day we'll go public. But right now I'm going to bootstrap it. That suits some people. And I think it's important to help people not only be confused about which way they should go, but also to get comfortable with whichever way they decide. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to do that, and that can be a process as well. I know some entrepreneurs, they absolutely were going to love it. At about year three, when it got boring, they're like, get me out of here.
Folks, the book is called Crack the Funding Code. Judy, tell us a little bit more about what's inside.
What I did was I wanted to demystify the funding world and tell people there's no lack of money. You can just look at Cooley Law Firm. They did 900 plus deals last year with $23 billion, so no lack of money. I wanted people to know how to do that. I have them Google who their local angels. Go look at the New York Angels in New York, arguably the best in the world. They'll tell you how to apply, what a pitch deck is. You can look at Brad Feld or Dick Wilson's blogs. And I teach you how to package that deal so you're going to be more successful of getting in the door. I have a section on strategic networking because most deals come from warm introductions or right. referrals. And then I go all the way through an exit. But in the back is due diligence worksheet and a lot of quality information
and
that
folks,
I've learned over 25 years.
And folks, as you're hearing her speak, it's in plain English, too. Even I can understand her book, so you know you're going to be okay. The book is called Crack the Funding Code, How Investors Think and What They Need to Hear to Fund Your Startup. Judy Robinette with two T's. Judy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Love to, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Judy Robinette, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.